Okay, if you just joined us, thank you very much for joining this month's Member Solutions teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann, and I will be your host today. The topic that we're going to cover today is the top five questions answered. These are questions submitted by Member Solutions clients, and thank you, everybody, for submitting your questions. We're going to begin here shortly while we're waiting for everybody to have an opportunity to chime in. A couple of reminders. First thing, please, if you can go ahead and mute your phone so that we eliminate any kind of background noise during the first portion of the teleconference, that would be great. Also, just while we're waiting for everybody to chime in, let me make a couple of announcements. If you have not already booked a 20-minute consultation with myself or with Renshi Alley, I highly recommend you do so. If you like the material that we're sending you via email, if you also like the information that we're passing along on teleconferences, you'll really enjoy the 20-minute consultations. Even if you don't have anything specific that you'd like to discuss, it's always a really good idea to bounce ideas off of one another. Renshi Alley has a very successful school in Long Island, New York. Definitely can relate to a lot of people's situations, and at least help you filter through some ideas that you're tossing around. Same thing, I opened up my school in St. Petersburg, Florida here last March. We're having fantastic results. I'd love to share with you personally some of the things that we're doing that are working really well in our school, and also we'd be more than willing to help answer some of the common questions that you have. So again, if you have not made a 20-minute consultation, I highly recommend you do so. This service is free to all Member Solutions clients. It's a fantastic service. You really can't beat it. You can book a 20-minute consultation by calling your Member Solutions client representative, or you can even email me. Now, right now, my email through Member Solutions has a lot of spam filtering through, so I'm not always able to get every single email through the Member Solutions email address. So let me go ahead and give you my personal email address while we're waiting to get started here. It's Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at schumannconcepts.com, S-H-U-M-A-N-C-O-N-C-E-P-T-S.com. You can email me to schedule a 20-minute consultation or take this number down. I'm going to give you my personal 1-800 number to my office. It's 866-202-9560. My office hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Please feel free to call me. We can book a 20-minute consultation. I'd be more than happy to answer your questions or give you some ideas or even just a little bit of motivation. Especially during the summertime, it's a great idea to take advantage of that free service through Member Solutions. A couple more announcements. If you are going to the Maya Super Show, please stop by the Member Solutions booth. There will be a lot of Member Solutions client, Member Solutions representatives there to answer any of your questions. There will also be the people there taking you through the online U-Bill. And, of course, myself and Renshi Alley will be there at the consulting booth. We love to meet everybody in person, have face-to-face discussions, making myself readily available the whole weekend during the Maya event. I love to sit down, chat with you guys, answer your questions, and see what kind of networking we can come up with. Okay, if you just joined us again, thank you for joining Member Solutions Teleconference this month. My name is Melody Schumann. I'll be your host. We're going to get started here on the top five questions answered. The top five questions answered is something new that we're going to provide to Member Solutions clients, actually something new that I'm going to be providing as a service through Member Solutions. Every other month, we're going to go ahead and filter through the top five questions, give you comprehensive answers, and then follow it up with a teleseminar. You really can't beat that. And first things first, of course, I'd like to thank everybody who sent emails regarding this report. I believe so far I've been working with Member Solutions for about a year and a half now, and this seemed to be one of the biggest reports that we've sent out to Member Solutions clients. A lot of people responded to it. They really like the fact that we answered your particular questions. We also were providing you with more information material, such as our school policy booklet. If you did email me and get the school policy booklet, please email me back and let me know what you think about it. It was very comprehensive. It's pretty much my lifesaver at my school. If you have not received a copy of my school policies booklet, I'm going to cover it here in a second. But again, of course, you can email me to receive a copy of that. Really quickly, one more time, let me give you my email address. It's Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at schumannconcepts.com, S-H-U-M-A-N-C-O-N-C-E-P-T-S. Okay, let's go ahead and get started with question number one. This is the most common question we get all the time, and hopefully I have a fantastic solution for you because I cover this particular situation in my school regularly. The question is, I have several parents who dislike one another. I spend a lot of time in the waiting area gossiping and creating general discord among other parents and my students. What do you think is the best way to handle this type of situation? I don't want gossip and maliciousness to affect the retention of my school. This was a fantastic question. We all have parents who like to gossip. As a matter of fact, in my school, I think it's one of the number one social atmospheres in St. Petersburg, Florida. We have what I call the Desperate Housewives Club, who like to sit in our parents' section and just gossip about anything. Now, of course, general gossip is going to be very common, and you can almost not avoid it, but there are times where parents will gossip about your school, or about another student, or worse yet, about another parent. And those kind of situations are very hard to deal with. And I made a promise to myself when I opened my school here in St. Petersburg that I was going to eliminate anything that stressed me out. Well, I can tell you that having my quality guarantee policy was like a safe haven for me. Basically, what I did is I took all the kind of common problems and obstacles and objections that I run into with parents and students and staff at my school, and I wrote out all the policies that I would like, that if everybody adhered to it, my stress levels would be very limited. And I make sure that I get it in writing from the parents, from the students, and even from my staff, and that's what the school policies booklet is. Let me just go over what my quality guarantee is. We guarantee the highest quality martial arts training atmosphere possible. That means the highest quality teaching, the highest quality curriculum, and also the highest quality, most positive environment possible. With that said, we also have an exclusive 90-day money-back guarantee. If during the first 90 days of your training you are not completely satisfied with our school and you feel like our quality guarantee has been compromised in any way, I will personally refund your money up to 100%. With that said, I have to have policies that I enforce to ensure that I have a highest quality atmosphere possible. And one of those policies is what we call the three strikes rule. Basically, if you break any of the policies within my three strikes rule three times, then you're out of there. One of the parts of the three strikes rule is students who are inconsistent in their attendance. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, last week I had to let two students go because of their inconsistent attendance. They both got their third strike. I finally had to remove them from our school because when you're inconsistent, of course, it affects the quality of the classroom because you come back in the class and we have to work twice as hard to catch you up. That takes away from the quality of the other students. So we have the three strikes rule. We also have a three strikes rule that applies to student behavior on the classroom floor. If a student is so disruptive to the point that it obviously affects the quality of the classroom, I give you a strike. Second time, we have a conference with you and your parent, of course, if you're under the age of 18. Third time, you're removed from the school. I've actually had to enforce that policy once so far in the first year of my school in operation. Another part of the three strikes policy, which applies to this particular question, is parents' area. If you're a parent and you're gossiping, even if it's not about me, it's not about my students, but it's about another parent, don't you guys agree that definitely affects the quality atmosphere in my school? I never, ever want another parent quitting my school because there's so much gossiping going on, whether it's about myself, about a student, about my staff, or even just about another parent. It affects the quality. So if you affect that policy, I'm going to give you a strike, and I'm going to let you know about it. Second time, we're going to have a conference, and we're going to discuss the situation and see if we can't resolve it before it gets out of control. If it happens a third time, you're removed from the school. Now, this policy that I'm reviewing right now is actually in writing in our school policies booklet. A lot of you requested it. If you didn't, feel free to email me so you can get a copy of it. When my students enroll into my school, they have their membership agreement for Member Solutions, and they also have their new school policies booklet. In the school policies booklet, it has the three strikes rule, a mandatory attendance policy, all kinds of things like things to know, such as scarring gear, testings, and so forth. The parent actually has to read the booklet, sign it, date it, and turn it in before the student's next class. That really helps me, because if a parent is gossiping, and I have to go up to them and say, look, Your gossiping is affecting the quality of my school. We have a quality guarantee here at On the Mat Martial Arts that we pride ourselves on. You did read about our quality guarantee in our school policies booklet. It's right here, as a matter of fact. Here's your signature attached to the booklet. If it happens again, we'll sit down, we'll have a meeting, see if we can't resolve the situation. Of course, if it gets out of control, you are no longer going to be invited to our school. And that's kind of how I say it. And I've had this conversation with several people. As a matter of fact, I was talking with a Member Solutions client yesterday who said, you know, this three strikes policy sounds fantastic, and I really like it, but you know what? Even if somebody puts it in writing, you still have those parents who are going to gossip. And what do? Do you actually go up to the parents, and do you confront them? And you know my answer is, it's very, very hard to do it. It's very hard to approach your parent, especially if a parent's a close friend of yours or if a parent's a very intimidating parent. But I have to look at it this way. I would rather a parent be mad at me because I asked them to stop gossiping because it's affected the quality of my school than another parent be mad at me because there's so much gossiping going on in my school. It just seems like the social hot pot for gossiping and smack talking, and that person no longer wants to come to my school. So you really have to think about it. So you know my best advice on this. There's no easy way around it. Bite the bullet, approach the parent, enforce the policy. You'll notice you have a lot less stress level. You notice your gossiping slowly diminishing. And worst case scenario, what's the parent going to do? Be mad at you because you asked them to stop gossiping? Well, hey, if that's the worst case scenario, I take that over having another parent quit my school and say, you know what, there was just too much gossiping there. I decided to quit because, you know, when somebody learns your school, they're going to tell a friend. But if they don't like your school, they're going to tell 8 friends because gossiping is human nature, especially in our society, especially here in St. Pete, Florida. So you're not going to be able to avoid it. But if you enforce that policy, you'll get a reputation for standing strong to your guns, and that quality guarantee can definitely make a tremendous difference in your school. Hopefully that answered your question. Of course it didn't. If I did not fully answer your question or you still have more questions about parents who are gossiping, save your questions for the end of the teleseminar. We'll open it up and give you an opportunity to fire away. Let's go on to number 2. Can you provide me with some promotional ideas that I can use for Father's Day? Well, there's a couple of things that you can do for Father's Day. One thing that we did is we put together, instead of giving them a free month of martial arts training, which we've done several times in the past and it's worked, but, you know, the free thing definitely puts people a little on edge. When you offer something for free, they always want to know what's the catch. I would prefer to give them coupons, discounts on uniforms, merchandise, activities, discounts on their down payment, and so forth. I think that's a better Father's Day gift. It's a little coupon book. So we put one together, and we actually talked to a lot of business owners in our area, and you would be surprised at what kind of businesses would be more than happy to reach out to your clientele and give them discounts on their business. You know, networking is one major part of marketing. We always talk about this. So many businesses are going to want to take advantage of that. You can get hair salons, golf stores, cell phone stores. We have a cell phone store spot next door. You know, there's so many different places. I'd be more than happy to chip in, give you some coupons. You can even create the coupons on Word and then print them out and give them to your parents. And if you're having a hard time creating the actual coupons or you'd like to see how we put our coupons together, again, I did mine in Word. One of the reasons why I created mine in Word was, number one, my graphics designer was fully loaded with all kinds of other projects. But also, number two, I work with hundreds of martial arts clients on a monthly basis, and I figure Word was the easiest way to be able to share the information with you and you quickly be able to plug in your particular information. So if you'd like to see a copy of that, book a 20-minute consultation. I'll send it over to you, and I'll go over with you one-on-one. Another great idea for Father's Day is to put together like little gifts, little knick-knack gifts. One particular Member Solutions client, I believe the person who actually inquired or asked this particular question, said that for Mother's Day, they gave all their students carnations to give to the mothers. So I think a really cool idea would be for your students to put together little knick-knacks at the school that they can take home and give to their father. Now, I put on some great ideas, sports beads, a hot shot basketball where the kids can create these mini basketball hoops, bring them home, give them to dad. Dad can spend a little quality time with their kid. The Zingwing glider, even the mosaic tile frames where they can have a picture with them and their father. You know, the number one gift that you can give another person is time, because time is something that money can't always buy. So these little gifts are fantastic ideas for Father's Day. And actually, what's really cool And after I actually did this report and got this report to Member Solutions, I believe the very next day or a couple of days later, I got in the mail from Oriental Trading Company their new catalog, and their catalog actually had Father's Day knickknacks, picture frames that have like little letters that you can actually decorate that say Dad on them. So if you haven't already looked at Oriental Trading, go jump on their website. It's orientaltrading.com. You can request a catalog. Once you start ordering from them, they send you catalogs on a seasonal basis. Get very, very creative. It'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, that's all part of customer service. And, again, customer service is another major category of marketing. Just really quickly, if you have not been to any of my teleseminars or you haven't heard my rule of thumb for marketing, really quickly, marketing is four major categories. Advertising, networking, like we said, having businesses donate local coupons is fantastic. Publicity, and customer service. You really got to take care of your customers. These little knickknacks are fantastic ways to service your existing customers. That's a great way to expand your retention. It's also a great way to generate more referrals. So hopefully that answered your question. Of course, if it did not, please save your questions for the end of this teleconference, and I'll give you an opportunity to fire away. Let's go on to question number three. I'm planning a summer camp, and I'm not sure whether a full day or half day of camp is best. What do you recommend? Well, I tell you, our summer camps actually start next week. We have 2 weeks of summer camp back-to-back from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then, of course, our classes start at 3:45. It's a very long day. As a matter of fact, it's a very, very long week. But I can tell you what, we charge $150 per student. We have 25 students maximum. Of course, you guys know I like to keep my classes to a certain size because I think quality is much better in quantity. But if you do the math, $150 for 25 students, that's $3,700 that you can make in 1 week if you do a full day camp. So if you ask me, I'm always going to say that a full day camp is a lot better. However, younger kids may have a hard time getting all the way through 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. More importantly, you as an instructor, your staff may have a hard time surviving the day with some of those younger kids. Those are the ones that you really want to offer a half day to. So let me just give you some quick little suggestions here. We charge $150 per week for a full day camp, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we charge $100 per week on half day camps. They can choose which time slot they want to come. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., actually 9 a.m. to noon, or noon to 3, so you can break it up. It'll work really good. I recommend if anybody should take advantage of, or if anybody you should enforce or promote the half-day camps to would be students under the age of 6. Once they're 6, they pretty much can spend the whole day there. When they're 3 years old, you're really adding a lot of stress onto your time if you're going to have them in your summer camp, but it's doable. Same thing with 4-year-olds and even 5-year-olds. So the half-day camp may be the next alternative. Of course, also keep in mind, in the Member Solutions archives on the Member Solutions website, I did an actual summer camp report last summer talking about different drills, activities, class planners, schemes on how to run your summer camp. So if you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check it out in your Member Solutions archives. Also, of course, if you'd like to get some newer ideas, if you've already used ideas that I gave you last year, here's another plug for you to actually book your 20-minute consultation. Talk to me one-on-one. I'd be more than happy to share with you some of the things we're doing this summer. Just to throw out one little plug that we're doing for our summer camps is we're actually doing a superhero camp. And each day we have one superhero. So on Monday next week, we're going to do Spider-Man drills. And I have 3 different stages of drills that the students are going to go through. And they're going to pretend they're Spider-Man. They're going to go through the first stage, which is actually a drill or like an obstacle course. If they pass that stage, they move on to the next stage and then on to the third stage. If they complete the third stage, they win a Spider-Man prize. Next day, I'm doing a Batman day, where the same thing, they'll go through 3 stages. So I think that's a really cool idea. If you're interested in learning more about that, again, like I said, book your 20-minute consultation. I'd be more than happy to share what we have going on. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, moving on to the next question, question number 4. My school is located within a strip mall and is highly visible, yet I'm not getting a whole lot of foot traffic. Can you give me some ideas on how to increase walk-ins and drop-bys? Absolutely. Here's what we did. We bought a whole bunch of different kind of banners. We have banners that say, now enrolling. We even have banners that we can attach to the now enrolling underneath where we can put the specific age groups, 3- and 4-year-olds, 5- and 6-year-olds, 7- and 9-year-olds, 10- to 14-year-olds, or adults, because there are times where we sell out. We always sell out of our 3- and 4-year-old program and our 5- and 6-year-old program. So I would say 30% of the year we do not enroll in those particular age groups. So when people are calling, we put them on a waiting list, and then we have openings available. We'll put that banner out that says now enrolling, and we'll put those age groups just to bring in the interest. That's a great way to increase your walk-in traffic. Another great way is to have a sign stand. Remember, it's not that people do not want to come into your school. If you think about it, most people have a preconceived idea about martial artists. They're very intimidated, and a lot of people think, you know what, that's a business. I'm not really sure if it's open for the public to walk in, so I'm not really sure if it's right for me to actually walk into their school. So people may avoid walking in just because they're a little apprehensive. If you have this big sign that says, walk-in's welcome, come in today for a special, half off, anything like that, you are definitely going to increase your walk-in traffic. So get creative. Get an A-frame sign stand, get banners, and rotate them. You don't have to keep the same thing all of the time because eventually it gets old. As a matter of fact, my particular martial arts school is in a shopping center with a large chain grocery store. So we get walk-in traffic all the time. So we want to rotate our banners and rotate our signs because if they see them too much, it loses its effect. And here's another thing. For our one-year anniversary and even for our open house and our six-month anniversary, one of the things that we did is we actually, one of our friends owns the full-size Hummer, the H1, I think is what it is. And it's really cheesed out. It's a big yellow Hummer with blue flames and big rims. And we actually parked that right before you pull into the actual shopping center so you can see it from the main road. And we have our banners that say grand opening. We put balloons all over it. And that generates a lot of interest, too, because people drive by, they see grand openings, they see the balloons, they say, I wonder what's going on, that's a nice Hummer, let me go in there, let me check it out. They drive in, next thing you know, they see all these banners for our open house. That helped us increase our walk-in traffic, too. So that's another idea. So again, like I said, get creative. You definitely can increase your walk-in traffic with banners, with signs. Basically, what you need to do to increase your walk-in traffic is tell people, hey, we're here. We're expecting you. Come on in. We'd love to give you some kind of fantastic opportunity. That's what signs, that's what banners can do. Also, if you read the report that we sent out on this particular topic, I gave you some even websites that you can go to find out prices on signs and prices on banners. It's not very expensive, and it's another great way to increase your enrollment. Again, like I said, if you want more information about that, feel free to give me a call, shoot me over an email. I'd be more than happy to talk with you one-on-one on that. Let me move on to the next question. I am revising my marketing budget. I don't have a lot of expendable cash, but I do know that marketing in my school is critical. Can you tell me how much I set aside for my income for marketing? Absolutely. Well, you know, the rule of thumb in marketing is that you should put away or invest anywhere from 10 to 15% of your gross monthly income into marketing. You know, in my particular situation, what I like to do is I like to calculate 10 to 15% per month for 90 days, which let me give you an example of what we did this year. You know, 10 to 15% per month for the first 90 days of this year ran us anywhere between $4,000 and $5,000. Well, instead of me spending $1,200 a month to $1,500 a month on some kind of marketing or advertising, I like to do everything all at once. I like guerrilla marketing campaigns. I don't like to do 1 month direct mail, next month invitations, next month email marketing campaign, next month this, next month that. I like to do this month, we do everything. We saturate our market. And then we take a couple of months off and work off of the leads and work off of the referrals from those leads. It really, to us, it works a lot better in my school to do it that way. You know, the rule of thumb in marketing from a consumer's perspective is that the consumer has to hear about your business. And I'm not saying has to, but this is kind of a theory. They hear about your business 10 times before they actually take interest. Again, they hear about your business 10 times before they actually take interest. That means they drove by your school 4 times They've seen your ad in the newspaper. They know two or three people who actually come to your school. They got a direct mail piece to promote one of your events. And then finally, their kid came home with a fun week ticket, or their kid came home with a birthday party invitation to your school. And that's what it takes to get them to come into your business. How many times have you driven by a restaurant or a new restaurant and said, you know what, I need to go eat there? How many times have you done that, and how many times did it take you before you actually went to that restaurant? About 10 times. If you think about it, if that's the general rule of thumb for marketing. So what I want to do is I want somebody to get a direct mail piece. I want them to see my huge ad in the newspaper, get an open house anniversary invitation, get invited to our fun week, see a press release in the newspaper, get a VIP card from a local business, like a local salon, see a lead box at the local doctor's office, and then finally decide to come in and take advantage of my services. Let me give you an idea of what I did. I didn't mean to get off track. What we did this year as far as marketing, just to kind of show you where I'm going here. January, February, March, we had $4,000 marketing budget for the 3 months. What we did is we spent $2,000 marketing our open house. We had direct mail piece. We had an email marketing campaign. We ran a bowling day. We ran a child safety seminar, so we had a press release on our child safety seminar. We created these neat little ticket-like invitations to our open house. And right before our open house, we had a fun week where we gave out fun week tickets for them to invite their friends, so that if they did come the fun week and they didn't take advantage of the enrollment special, we still had another opportunity. We had another call to action to invite them back to our open house. So we did all kinds of things with a $2,000 budget. Then we did another $2,000 in direct school, direct mailing to our school directories that we had. That was $4,000. Then in April, May, and June, we spent absolutely no money on advertising, with the exception of our general advertising, what we consider our phone book and our newspaper. Other than that, we didn't do any advertising. You know what we did? We took the $4,000 for our marketing budget in April, May, and June and invested it into our customers. Here's what we did. We had a bowling day where we picked up the tab. We gave out free summer camp admissions to people who brought a friend. So if you brought a friend, you got $150 summer camp. We actually consider that part of a marketing budget because, of course, if they would have probably came anyway, that would have been $150 in our pocket. We donated 2 6-month memberships to local charities so that we can get a little bit of publicity and also open up some networking opportunities. The memberships that we donate, we have a dollar value on those. We also created, and this is the coolest thing that we've done so far, is we actually created karate birthday party invitations. We hired a professional cartoonist to create birthday party invitations that on the inside have all the information for your student to fill out about their birthday party, and on the back has a waiver. We have 9 birthday parties between June and July at our school. And these birthday party invitations are so cool, and you can imagine every single student is passing out 30 invitations to their friends. So that's 30 people who see this full-color, high-quality birthday party invitation with on-the-mat martial arts. That's just, number one, it's servicing our customer because they don't have to buy invitations now. It's a fantastic way to establish that you're a professional martial arts business. So we went all out. We spent a lot of money on designing the birthday party invitations, and, of course, the reprinting wasn't very expensive. That was a really good idea because we booked 9 birthday parties, and not only did we book 9 birthday parties, but we're getting a lot more enrollments because everybody who's come in with a birthday party invitation, they have to turn in that invitation because it has a waiver on the back. Everybody has complimented the quality of those particular invitations. You know, you can set a great first impression by putting a little bit of money into your customer service. So the more money you put in, the better impression that you have. Of course, if you are a Schumann Concepts member, you get these birthday party invitations. You can have them custom designed for your school. So make sure you jump on the Schumann Concepts website, take a look at those birthday party invitations, contact Brian, our graphic designer, and he'll set you up. I highly recommend that you get that done. So that's what we did for marketing in April, May, and June. Now, going into July, August, and September, we have our back-to-school picnic, our back-to-school field day, which actually kind of leads me into question number 6. I want to run a contest at my school to boost morale. Can you give me some ideas that would help get the student body involved and inexpensive prizes ideas? Well, what we're doing is we're going to have a back-to-school picnic at a local park here in St. Petersburg, Florida, and we are going all out. I have $4,000 to invest in this picnic. We're getting bounce houses, slides. We're going to have field days where we're going to have football toss, the home run derby, soccer goals. We're going to have water balloon toss, egg toss. We're even going to have arts and craft stations for the little ones where they can make beads and keychains. And we have blank stuffed animals or blank bears that the kids can color and design. We have people on standby, fathers on standby to grill out. We got all kinds of great food. I mean, we're paying for the entire thing. This is our back-to-school picnic. This is for us to have a great killer time with our students. And, you know, I have to admit that we have the coolest students that I can ever ask for at my school here in St. Petersburg. One of the reasons why is because we set such a great first impression with some really good families from the very beginning, and we feed off of their referrals. I have one particular student, Dr. Insop, who is a leading orthopedic surgeon here in the area, and he has brought us at least 9 referrals. 9 referrals. This is a doctor. You know, they hang around with really cool people too. People who are very successful. They're all in private school, so they definitely take value their child's growth and development. So we have really cool students. I'm looking forward to this field day. I think it's going to be fantastic. We're spending at least $4,000 on all kinds of stuff. You heard everything that I named, but we're also going to create invitations for our students to give to their friends. And we have our email list. If you guys know, one of the things that we do, my PR director does, is she collects people's email addresses. When she's out in public, she's our PR director, she's promoting on the Mad Martial Arts, she's talking to somebody at a restaurant, and they say, oh, you know, I have a kid, I'd like to get him into martial arts. First thing she says is, let me get your business card. If they don't have a business card, she says, well, let me get your email address, and we always have events and activities going on, and I'll email you when we have our next event or activity. We have 800 emails. People who actually gave us their emails, were willing to give us their emails, that we're going to send out weekly email campaigns to invite them to this event. That is not only going to increase our retention, because if you've seen the pictures of our one-year birthday party, or you've heard me talk about our one-year birthday party, it was a huge hit. Everybody said that we know how to throw a great party. Well, this one's going to be even bigger. And you know we're going to get a lot of great interest. You know we're going to have fantastic retention. And hopefully, we're going to get a lot of people to bring their friends. It's a non-intimidating environment. So all of our students who have friends who are kind of interested in coming to our school, but they haven't yet actually fully committed to walk through our doors, well, this is a great way that's non-intimidating where they can say, hey, you know what? Our martial arts school is having this huge picnic at Seminole Lake Park. They're going to have bounce houses, slides, games, ribbons, prizes, all kinds of stuff. You need to come. That's a great way for me to meet them and set a fantastic impression. And again, like I said, that's really going to boost your student morale, especially if you're giving out ribbons and trophies and all that. You can see I'm getting excited just talking about it. That's just one of many, many, many ideas that you can do for your school. So to wrap it up, again, the key thing to keep in mind, if you got anything from the teleconference today, except for the fact that I can talk a lot, the key thing to keep in mind is just get very, very creative. Always try new things. Do new things. My school in St. Petersburg, we call it a research and development school. It's my way of saying, you know what, at this school, we are going to be the one to go out on the limb. We're going to be the guinea pigs. We're always going to try new things and experiment. And the things that work, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to share with you guys and say, hey, look, this worked. And I'm going to share with you, hey, look, this didn't work. Because there's a lot of things that don't work, but there's a lot of things that do work. But the most important thing you need to do is go ahead and get creative. Now, before I open it up to you guys who are listening, if you'd like to ask any questions, before I do that, let me just go back and again remind you, if you have not done your 20-minute consultation, book your 20-minute consultation. I would love to talk to you one-on-one, whether you have questions, you have some ideas that you want to bounce off, you want to find out, look, Melody, what's working at your school, what can I do, even if it's questions about your staff, about teaching children. You know, there's no limits to the information that I can sit down and share with you. I network with hundreds of schools in 9 countries all around the world on a monthly basis. If I cannot give you a straight answer on your particular question, I will go out and I will find the answer for you. This is my job. It's my passion. It's to service you. This is something that Member Solutions provides to you free of charge. You can't beat that. So take advantage of that 20-minute consultation. To book your 20-minute consultation, you can contact your Member Solutions representative, or you can email me. Again, one more time, my email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at schumannconcept.com, S-H-U-M-A-N-C-O-N-C-E-P-T-S.com. Or you can call me at my office. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And here's my number. It's 866-202-9560. Give me a call. I'll be more than happy to set you up with an appointment. Also, if you really like this report, send me your emails. We got so many emails. I tell you what, I was extremely excited at the response that we got. Send me your emails. Tell me what you thought about the school policies booklet. And also, send me your questions. I would love to follow this up, these top 5 questions, or maybe the top 10 questions, because I really enjoy answering the questions that you want to hear. So send us your questions. Also, one more thing, of course, keep in mind, if you are going to the Maya show, stop by the Member Solutions booth, meet your Member Solutions client representatives, meet the presidents of Member Solutions, Joe Galea, Jeff Cohen. If you haven't met those guys in person, they're really cool. If you haven't met me yet in person, I'd like to say that I'm really cool too. I'd love to meet you face-to-face and sit down and chat. We actually have a consulting area at the actual Maya Super Show where I will sit down and chat with you. I'm going to bring all of my marketing material so that you guys can see it in person. I'm going to bring my birthday party invitations, my lead cards, my door hangers, my direct mail pieces, my invites. I'm going to bring my children's programs. I'm going to bring my laptop so that you can see my online consulting company. So if you have any kind of questions and you really are one of those people who visually has to see it in person, the Maya Super Show is definitely the place to go. Also, I am speaking at the Maya Super Show. So if you like the ideas that I have and you like the approach I have to the martial arts, of course, I am speaking at 11:30 on Friday. I'm going to be talking about how the science and psychology apply to teaching children. It sounds a little bit technical, but basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump up on stage and say, look, these are the things that happen in my class every day, because they all happen to every single one of us, even myself. And I'm going to say, these are my solutions. This is how I overcome it. Right now, our retention ratio is 98.7%. 98.7%. Also, our attendance ratio runs about 95% per week. Okay? We have fantastic attendance, fantastic retention. I'm going to get on stage, and I'm going to share with you why. I'm going to tell you the secrets. I'm going to tell you all the things that we do in our school to help increase your retention, help increase your children's program. And it's not rocket science. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the last 19 years of research and development that I've done in the martial arts, compile it into as much as I can in a one-hour seminar, provide it to you, and then, of course, I'll be at the Member Solutions booth for the rest of the weekend to answer any more questions you have. So if you haven't booked your ticket to the Maya Super Show, do so. It's going to be a great event. Come see me. Come support me. I'd love to see all of you guys in my seminar. And also come see me at the Member Solutions booth. And, of course, come see your Member Solutions client representatives and staff. Okay, I think I did enough talking for this teleconference. We're going to go ahead and open up the floor if you have any questions on any of these or any questions about anything for that matter. Go ahead and unmute your phone if you have a question, and Joanne will go ahead and take off the moderator mute so that you can go ahead and fire away. So let's go ahead and get started. Would anybody like to ask any kind of questions or make any kind of comments about this report?
Melody, we're open for questions, so if anybody wants to speak up, they can go right ahead.
Thank you, Joanne. Okay, would anybody like to speak up and ask some questions? I know you guys like to be shy, but you don't have to be shy. Okay, Joanne, I guess that means that I was super, super, super comprehensive, either that or everybody fell asleep while I was talking so much. Okay, guys, well, guess what? We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. If you guys don't have any questions, I actually already got a couple of emails from you guys. I'm checking my laptop right now, so thank you guys very much for already sending your questions. Please give me a call. send me an email, book your 20-minute consultation. Let's finish out the second half of 2006 with high motivation and moving forward with a lot of success, a lot of motivation, a lot of ideas, a lot of innovations. I'd be more than happy to work with each and every one of you. Thank you guys for attending this month's Member Solutions teleconference. Don't forget to send me emails, send me your questions. I hope you guys all have a fantastic week. Everybody take care, and thank you, Joanne.